an honor to be on the Big Fatty Show. And it was kind of a do-over. I don't want to say a do-over, but a repeat of last year when Daniel played Big Fatty and Nessa was Poodle, which made me laugh quite a bit because Nessa kept talking about cake and she wanted cake. And then finally Daniel's like, stop talking about the fucking cake. So I had some big shoes to fill, but Nessa actually sent me a tweet and saying that she was laughing so hard that she cried at my poodle. So that was quite the compliment.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Nessa actually sent me a tweet and saying that she cried.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2356 of the BFO for Wednesday the 25th of January 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, A Little Show. Y'all, we've got some voice letters, and we're going to try to catch up on entries in the January content contest. Grandma Earth's Beef Fatty, please. Y'all, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, can you believe? Can you believe it is the 25th of January? It's already been a month since Grandma Beef Fatty. Where does the time go? I don't know. But, y'all, it's going. And, y'all, I say it every year. I say it every year, and I'll say it again. Y'all, where does the time go? Big Fatty, we don't know, but if we could find out the answer, we'd be millionaires. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, Big Fatty, the VD candy will be on a half-price sale in a little more than 2 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks. Yes, Big Fatty. Born is the king.
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the Fat One with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the Fat One kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the Fat One get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January content contest month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
That is correct.
Even if you can't think of anything, make something up.
Oh, yes! Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never duplicated bumper for the January content contest put on by that Gus Chad. And y'all, just want to remind you the deadline for entering is Sunday, and y'all, I'm gonna say it noon Eastern on Sunday. That way I'll get all the, hopefully I'll have all the entries in, and we can announce all the rest of the entries on the Monday show, and then Gus Chad will be choosing a winner. Yes, Big Fatty, winner, chicken dinner. Oh, I think it's bigger than a chicken dinner. Big Fatty, if it's the Vons chicken dinner, that's at least 100. Well, I suppose you're probably right. y'all, I got a couple of e-letters that I consider to be entries into the January content contest. And y'all, the first one is from that John up in the Vermont. And he writes to Big Fatty, Big Fatty, I agree with you on the two television shows that you have watched, the first being Mr. Selfridge and the second being The Designated Survivor. They are both really good. I can't wait for the next episode of The Designated Survivor. Also, I would love to do some inappropriate touching with both Jeremy Piven and Kiefer Sutherland. Anyway, glad to hear you're feeling better. Love all that you do, and thank you for doing it. Beh, Fatty, that's so sweet. It's true. And then he says, love, John in Vermont. Well, John, thank you so much. You're just, I wrote him back and I said, you're just too sweet, John. Stay warm. Big Fatty, it's cold up there in the Vermont. It's true. y'all, I got an e-letter from my youngest daughter, Nessa, and I'm not gonna read everything about it, but she was on that Stick It With a Poke this past Saturday night. Well, she wasn't on, she was in the chat room, and she's just giving me updates on what's going on in her life, and she's like a spring flower, like a spring, she's just blossoming. She is thank goodness you're saying it about Nessa, not the number one funky homo. We don't need to hear about his blossoming. His rosebuds don't need to blossom. She's feeling some balance and less anxiety than she's been feeling over the past few years. So she's starting to incorporate more things that brought her joy into her life again, which means y'all. And by that, she means the little shows. She says, just in time for a bunch of people to quit, LOL. But I'm happy to make the time to become a listener again and be involved in some capacity. That's my major update. So now I'll start back listening to the little show and try to catch up with you. I hope you're doing well. I think about you often. Love. Nessa is just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. Big Fatty, I wonder if she's able to feel her face these days. I don't know. I just don't know, but it sounds to me like the blossoming flower is feeling her face and feeling other... Fatty, we don't need to know what else she's feeling, no. But Nessa, thank you so much for that, and we're just delighted that you're listening to the little shows again. you know, I told you that Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick is starting the Hypocrisy a little show. And y'all, he's got a little placeholder over there at the hypocrisypodcast.com, and I think that's what it is. Yes, so I wrote him the other night, and I said, "A thing's still progressing." And he's written me back. He says, "Ben Pretty, thank you for the email. I had a 3-hour video chat with Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere. She said she pointed me in a new direction as far as podcast hosting. I was having great difficulty with Feedburner, and he's moving along. He says, I hope to have episode number 1 posted very soon. Thank you for asking. I truly appreciate it. And I just checked. I don't see episode 1 yet. So, when it goes to... to having things posted and all that kind of stuff, sometimes it takes longer. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. Well, I can remember that it took a long time for episode 0 of the BFO to finally, I don't know what they call it, they propagate or something like that through the inner tubes. And so Dave, just chin up and keep going forth, and it'll all come together. Y'all, that Kathy Marshall, she has posted over there at the BFO. She says, Big Fatty, thank you for answering my little questions. But are you sure you want to name your four short entendre, Ruby Red. It's like naming your firstborn child Orange. You know those nasty children are just going to make fun of little Orange at school or on the bus or evening on the Snapchat. I'm sorry. Just saying, I'm going to try to write an entry for that Gus Chad contest before the deadline. I'm not so good with expressing my emotions under pressure like this, however. Maybe I'll just put it in the U.S. mail. I just like to think of the postal carrier dropping off the mail at the villa and scratching her head and saying, another postcard for that big fatty Poodle McNoodle and Squeaky Kitty, the fella who lives here sure has got some strange roommates. And speaking of the postal carrier, the postal carrier will give the villa another once over and will surely think that villa's kind of petite for all those people to be living in there. And she goes on to say, it takes all kinds. Maybe he's running a brothel or something. It'll be a while after that, maybe even the next day after all, neither snow nor rain, nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from their swift completion of their appointed rounds, and the postal carrier will be delivering a package to the fat villa, but now she or he will have more time to ruminate about Big Fatty and his roommates, and he or she will think, whatever it is, it must be working. Everybody seems to love them. Big Fatty. Then he or she will shake the package and say, oh shit, I think this one's broken. And reminds me of sounds like a volcano mug in several pieces. Kathy Marshall is she nat us. Big Fatty, so do you. I guess that's why we get along. She says, do you think the postal carrier has the Theraflu habit? Probably. A lot of that going around. And Kathy Marshall, thank you so much. Looking forward to getting you entry into the January content contest. Remember, you got till noon, I say, on Sunday. Yes, Big Fatty. that Brian out there in the Denver, Big Fatty, where's he from? I'm not quite sure, but Brian in Denver says, Burgwater, this is why I love you. You brighten my day with your nattering. You give good suggestions like baskets. Big Fatty, that's a good suggestion. It's true. Yo, if you're not watching baskets, even Brian in Denver says it's a good suggestion. You're thoughtful and a very caring man. Big Fatty, your heart rate is, your heart's pumping in your chest. It's true. It says, yours truly, Brian in Denver. Brian, thank you so much. And y'all, it thrills me when some of you watch the John in Vermont watching the Mr. Selfridge and the Designated Survivor and then Brian in Denver watching the baskets. It's just lovely. And y'all, then that Chris in Tennessee, you know, he used to be in Tennessee, then he went to New Jersey, and now he's back in Tennessee. He says, Burgwater, here's the closest I'm going to get to a January content contest entry. He says, last week I found myself... a big fatty. Y'all, what is that? Oh, that's that ginger dressing salad I had for my lunch. Last week, I found myself eating dinner in a Cuban restaurant. Big Fatty, was Omar there? I don't know. It was lovely. The food was spicy, but not overly so. I ate quite a bit, but not overly so. I imbibed some rum beverages, but not overly so. It was, as I said, lovely. The next morning, I felt an early warning rumbling in my tummy, which was not used to all those plantains and such. I made it to the bathroom in time to unleash a flood of waste that was epic. That was epic in its magnitude and foul in its stench. Big Fatty, it's just like being here at the villa. The Cuban food, lovely as it was too much for my fragile system to handle. Still, at the end of the expulsion, I felt about 20 pounds lighter and had a spring in my step for the rest of the day. Now, Chris, I'm just going to interrupt here. Sometimes I'm telling you, there's just nothing better than an anal discharge in the morning. Yes, Big Fatty, you said, oh, that was a lovely, oh, that was the best dump. Oh, yes, yes. And he goes on, he says, listening to the BFO is a little like that for me. Yeah, it can seem lovely at the time, even though by the time I get to the end of it, I can't shake the feeling that a funky aroma has overtaken me. Even so, it gives me a lightness in my bearing that carries me through the day. Big Fatty, thank you for the spiritual fibering effect that your little show has for me. Big Fatty, spiritual fibering? Hell, I guess. And Chris, thank you so much. That's just lovely. Big Fatty, he just compared the little show to a big dump. Well, you know, as so did a lot of people. Yes, Big Fatty, you're right. A lot of people do. So anyway, Chris from Tennessee, clearly that is a definite entry into the genie content contest. And y'all, again, you have got until noon on Sunday, the 29th, and just reviewing this all here, Sunday the 29th, and y'all then on Monday the 30th, I'm going to read the last of the submissions, and y'all, that is also the beginning of number one fan contest, and I will give you all the 911 on that later this week. You'll have through Friday the 3rd of February to get your entries in to be the number one fan. Yes, Big Fatty. And then starting on Monday the 6th of February, y'all, it is So-So Question Month, sponsored by that Kathy Marshall and that Peter D. Yes, Big Fatty, I can't wait. So y'all, if you've got some So-So questions, hold off. Hold off to the 6th of February to get those in. And y'all, I'm not sure if there's a prize or what, but I'm sure. Big Fatty, is there a bumper? I have it on good authority that there will indeed be a totally, totally original, never before used before or duplicated totally original bumper available for the So-So Question Month. So y'all, it's just a yes, Big Fatty. The time it's speeding by. You mean oh dear God, Big Fatty, you nattered the whole damn show. I did. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, it was special things going on at the coal mine Wednesday and Thursday, so I'm not going to have my coupon on tomorrow's little show. In fact, tomorrow's little show is going to be pre-recorded, so it'll give me a little extra time to do my shopping after work on hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, formerly of the Game Night Gals. It's Curtis and Brian. And Curtis, what did you think about Nessa being in the chat room Saturday night?
Nessa actually sent me a tweet and saying that she cried.
Oh, that's because she clicked on Jim's vacation photos in the chat room.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.